And good morning. This is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. This is Joe Moses with John Active.
John here, too.
John Active. And
good morning.
Good morning. We also have a special guest. Her name's Kylan. So, again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you. And the phone numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756. And you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. I need to close the door, John.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have.
Kind of loud yet. Good, okay. It's Friday, the 20...
I forgot, today's the 24th?
Might be. If we're wrong, somebody can call it and correct us.
Yeah, they need to.
Man, I tell you, this week's gone by like crazy.
It sure has.
Now, I was mentioning about traveling on the river. It's very slick, though. You could do what you call those... Well, you drive, what do you call those when the cars go round and round?
Spins.
Sometimes words can't come to me. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot of travel up and down the river. I'm sure up to Aniak and...
Not this past weekend. The weekend before, I went to Little Kasigluk and Kizaralik by truck.
For?
Check it out.
Oh.
Try the Manak, but it was slow.
Oh. Well, there's tons of pikefish down at mouth of Johnson.
Yeah, there is.
Lumarvik and Kukak, I guess, and Yusak.
I send 110 pounds to a friend of mine in McCorick.
Wow. They love pike, I'm sure.
She was happy.
Yeah, good.
So I'm just waiting for my reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
Not Santa's reindeer, the reindeer from the island.
Yeah, that's true. So our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, or from the villages, 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email radio@kyuk.org if you want to remain anonymous.
Oh, we do have a first caller.
Cool.
John. John Nick.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hey, hi. Listen, if I get a reception here or not.
Oh, yeah?
You're up. We didn't know what's going on. I didn't know what's going on there. We better check with you. You're going to have missed calls.
Uh-oh.
Hey, anyway, I'd like to... I've been hearing they've been seeing musk oxen here in town.
Yep.
Last time I heard a rumor that one of them was shot.
I hope not.
I hope not either. You know, people got to stop doing that type of stuff. Let these herds build up so that one of these days we can be like McCoyack and then be able to go out and get a permit and go hunt one instead of killing, you know. Too much of that needless killing around here like that. It just holds up progress. Fishing game is just trying to help us. Don't be working against their philosophy and the philosophy of the people. They want people to herd. They want them to build up and that so that one of these days we can actually go out and hunt some, you know, rather than killing them off before they even build up or anything like that. That goes with the bison, too, the one they let off in Orinoco. Leave these animals alone. Let them rebuild, you know. So that one of these years we can be able to actually go out legally.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like everything else, a moose moratorium work. So this can work also if you really want to put forward to it. This, you know, don't be afraid to turn in your neighbors or something like that. Because I know there's a lot of nepotism in the villages. You've got to overcome these situations and be brave enough to put forth your belief in what animals should be doing by building themselves up instead of destroying them in the future, you know. So, okay, John, and guys, that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Cobb, for calling.
Okay, you guys have a good morning. I almost never got to you guys.
Hey.
Boy, I would have been disappointed.
Well,
Next week. I'm not going to be able to call you, everyone. I'm going in for medical, so... As soon as I'm out of there, I'll give you a ring.
Okay, hope you're fine.
I'll be okay. You guys have a good one there, John.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You too, Joe. Joe. If you're there.
Yep, yeah. I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, do I?
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome, Mike.
Hey, Joe, there's going to be a musical theater production of Winnie the Pooh. That's Walt Disney's version, Winnie the Pooh, today at 7 p.m. at the Cultural Center. There will be a small admission, and kids 3 and under are free, put on by the Bethel Actors Guild and 4-H. So that'll be fun. I love musicals.
So are you 3?
I'm 3 and a half.
Uh-oh. Oh, hey, we do have a phone call. Good morning, Stephen.
Yeah, good morning, Joe Moses.
How you doing?
From Napaskan.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Stephen Alexei. Some people mistake me for Stephen Maxi, my friend.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
So you're Stephen Alexei.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm calling because that white vehicle right above Nickel Nick's.
Yeah.
I think that's the fourth time I called, even you to you. I'm going to ask publicly to for Courtney to pick it up because the wheels are gone now.
Hmm.
And now the windows are broken.
Wow.
Except for the front. So whoever's vehicle that is, they don't care for it.
Unless they're in jail.
I don't know. It's been there for going on 3 months, all winter.
No. Yeah.
So somebody come get it. Maybe Courtney can come get it. I know he's a tow truck driver in Bethel.
Yeah, and he uses parts, too. He probably needs
parts. Yeah, he can use it for parts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I have to call because spring's coming up. Once it warms up, it's going to warm up and...
Yeah.
The warm weather won't care for that wheat,
No.
Yep.
Anything
going down in the Napaskiak?
No, nothing really. Just Manaping downriver. Good Manaping.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I heard
you fucking go, Johnson.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I want to go.
We got my share. We got our quota done.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, fish them to extinction, them pike, because they like to eat the small hatchlings, and that's probably why we got, low king salmon numbers, because them pike are eating the, what do they call them, the small fish that respond. Yeah, that's right. So, when we cut them open, we find all kinds of little fish in them.
Mm-hmm. But spring's coming. Geese are up.
Holy,
happy spring to everybody.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
talk about pike. There's a couple of people found a duck and a pike.
Yeah, sure. Them pike is big. Some of them way up river, man. I tell you, they're humongous. My grandpa years ago was in the canoe, and he was going across a lake upriver somewhere, and he saw these two lights, and he thought they were, it reminded him of Jeep lights. You know, those Willys Jeeps, not very big, but they were glowing under the water. He turned around, went back to shore, because he swore, he knew it was a giant pike.
Uh-oh.
They're huge up there.
Okay.
Good eating. Make good a gutak, too.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, boy. By golly, I don't know what's going on with me. I've been having a little mini stuff going on with me at least once a week, but I'm on all kinds of medication, so I'm doing fine now.
Well, you look like you're... almost 39.
Yeah, 93. You got your numbers mixed up. Hey, tomorrow, Saturday, there's going to be clay bowl making at the KUC Art Room from 1 to 3. Them clay bowls, you cook them up in the oven and harden them, and boy, they're good. You can make any kind of clay bowls.
Pretty quiet today. I don't know what's going on.
They're all fishing down at Johnson River.
They're doing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think about our representatives in Juneau and how they're doing?
I think considering all the...
commotion?
Commotion going on, they're doing pretty good. I, and Fansler is doing great down there.
Yeah, he's...
Lyman is trying to keep ahead, abreast of stuff, and yeah.
Oh, but, we do have a phone call, John. Alex, good morning.
Hi, Alex.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah. I don't know what your topic is today. I know it's a talk show.
Well, you could you could talk about anything you want, including you.
Oh, okay. I'm calling about a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you hear me okay? I'm calling from Anchorage.
Oh, wow.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. First thing that I wanted to talk about just briefly is the alcohol issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue is going to be heightened down the road unless some control by the city of Bethel is taken.
Okay.
With respect to the traffic from villages to Bethel, including traffic by air that are that is serving the dry villages,
mm-hmm.
and I know that the nearby villages are dry as well as the villages like in the coast and Yukon River and elsewhere within the Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So that there needs to be something done, because I know that, you know, it's not even a year, and some of us, even including my family, are facing some issues with respect to alcohol, and I am going to be standing up for people verbally and try to get help from villages, because all of us are supposed to be concerned about well-being of others, not only our family, but others.
Uh-huh.
I don't speak English like I've indicated in the past very well, but others, meaning anyone, any people, especially those who are having to deal with issues that occurred in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be something done by those who are elected or have served on the committees or whatever in city of Bethel. I am 73 years old and I choose to pay taxes.
Uh-huh.
And I still pay taxes when I shop in Bethel. And we still pay taxes when we rent our homes to city of Bethel. So I have a right, I feel I have a right to moan and groan about things that affects my family.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one.
Okay.
The second one that I wanted to mention is that I just learned today, because there was a question about moose hunting in Unit 18 Remainder.
Mm-hmm.
I know that wildlife manager will probably be mentioning in the newspaper or in the radio sometime in the near future, hopefully, that there's been some misinformation disseminating in Bethel area that moose hunting in Unit 18 Remainder will be open year-round in the future. But that's not so. State-managed lands has closed on the 15th of March. Federally managed lands in Unit 18 Remainder will close at the end of this month, on end of 31st. I'm not sure how they do it, but maybe most likely on about midnight. But wildlife managers will probably be able to explain that better than I can. So if anyone has not hunted moose or have not harvested any moose, they have that opportunity in Unit 18 from now until end of the month. They don't need a permit. All they need is harvest ticket and a valid license.
Good for them, yeah. Well, I hope Fish and Wildlife is our game is Fish and Wildlife rather is listening, so they can call in and clarify that a little bit more. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And one other thing that I want to mention, and I hope that some of their staff are listening too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have been trying to contact Fish and Wildlife Service in Bethel without success several times over the past year. And there should always be someone to answer any questions that people have in that office. I'm not complaining about anything, but I'm concerned about service to the Delta.
Yeah, good. Good for you. Okay.
Okay, good morning. I don't have radio, so I just called in.
That's okay. Thank you.
Good morning. Okay. Bye-bye.
We'd like to remind all our callers you have 3 minutes. So, okay, we're going to go to our next call. Mike, good morning, Mike.
Hi, hello? Mike.
Yeah, good morning.
Three mm-hmm. minutes.
Yes, quick announcements. The Susquehanna Tribal Fish Commission is going to have their annual meeting on March 28th and 29th at UP Pituria Rice Center, and then Yukon Kuskokwim Intertribal Conference follow-up meeting will be on April 4 at the ONC building.
Hmm.
This is going to be covering both the issue of alcohol and governance issues that were raised, that continue to be raised in the area. I think all of us need to get together and work in unity to address these issues that are hurting our communities, and it keeps being brought up. And I just wanted to thank you, Joe, for attending that last meeting on the issue of alcohol impacts, and I just wanted to commend you for being sober for 42 years.
42? What happened to that before that?
My last drink was 29 years ago.
Cool.
So I'm really, really proud of people that have made changes. But I think with all of us working together, regardless of the availability and et cetera, we can overcome these issues. Mm-hmm. And it starts with meeting together and talking about it instead of being in denial. But thank you very much. We're getting ready for
dog race.
Walter Williams' dog race up here at 11 o'clock for 50 miles a day.
Cool.
And they're going to take off at 11 and tomorrow as well. We have certain runners. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Alcohol issue, Alex brought that up, Mike too. City of Bethel, the council was looking at some kind of a proposal. I don't know if it became true or not, but I didn't mention one time that the liquor stores here in Bethel should only sell to Bethel people with Bethel IDs. And I think that was mentioned at the last council meeting. I don't know whatever became of that. But, you know, this is Bethel's liquor store. Only Bethel people should drink, not the villagers. Keep them out. They have to get a Bethel ID from ONC to be able to buy liquor from the liquor stores in Bethel. Only Bethel people, not the villagers. That's what's going on right now at the city council.
Yeah, that is the case, but
They can't go around that without ONC ID to get liquor.
Yeah. This is my understanding of it. Mm. Don't quote me on it, but this is my understanding.
Don't quote Joe. He's going to say something.
regarding selling to Bethel people only, you can't do that. That's against the law.
If the city passes an ordinance saying that, I'm sure.
That's why I said, don't quote me on this. I'm just telling you what I heard and what I know.
Yeah, well, if the city council mothers or fathers are listening, maybe they can call in and clarify this. But I know one doggone thing. If that happens, there's another negative on that. If that happens, is that local bootleggers will buy them by the case and sell to the villagers who don't have a Bethel ID or an ONC ID.
Yeah.
Bootlegging will come right back again.
Yep. And then now this is what I also heard, too. This alcohol, it's been voted in by the registered voters of Bethel, and they can't do anything about it for 2 years. So we've only been open for a year, and we got another year before it can come up for any kind of a vote of any kind, if it's proposed and put on the the agenda to vote for changing the outcome of the sale of alcohol in Bethel. If we go dry, if we go damp, so it's been approved by the registered voters. So it's approved by the alcohol board. And it can't be touched for 2 years. So we got another year to go before the voters can come up with a different option of going damp, going dry, or leaving it as it is. I could be wrong, so like I said, don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I don't know who Shaddy is.
That's the guy from the pool.
Oh, is he on the line? Is Shaddy on the line?
You're on the air.
How you guys doing today?
Good. Cool. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Just calling in to give my weekly announcement. I unfortunately missed last week, so bringing everybody up to speed. All of our programs are running. All of our group fitness, swim, and instructional programs are running very successfully. Registration is closed for those, but we'll have another session starting up in just about 6 weeks where people can register. Every weekend, including tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, is half-price weekend. So this is a great opportunity to bring the kids to the pool for an affordable, fun afternoon or evening. And this is thanks to the YK Lifesavers organization. So if anybody feels like helping out or assisting in generating some revenue, please reach out to Bev Hoffman or any of the YK Lifesaver organizational members, and please help out. So they're giving a ton of money to us every weekend to fund everybody in the Bethel community can come to the pool, so they're always looking for help, and we really appreciate what they're doing. And if anybody can assist, they would really appreciate that. We do have some events coming up. So this Sunday, we're starting another swim instructor class. So if anybody listening has ever been interested in teaching swim to the community members, we have a class that we're going to be teaching starting this Sunday at 3:30 p.m.
So
it's an awesome opportunity to train instructors to teach beginning and intermediate swimmers. It does not require advanced swimming experience. So someone like myself could absolutely take this class because I'm not an experienced swimmer. I know the bare minimums of swimming. So it's a great opportunity to, again, embed yourself in the community and get hands-on with developing kids with that very important skill of swimming, life skill. Right, we're right on the Kuskokwim River, and swimming is an important part of Bethel. So if anybody is interested in becoming a swim instructor, again, that is 3:30 this Sunday. We do have Ice Classic tickets here at the facility. So if you're planning on coming to the facility, you want to buy some Ice Classic tickets, please do that. 50% of the proceeds go to the YK Lifesavers organization. So that really helps us out.
Hey, so, Shaddy, can we call Stacy Reardon at 543-0390 about the swimming instruction classes?
Absolutely.
Can we call you?
You can call Stacy or myself.
Okay.
Stacy is the swimming expert, but I would definitely be able to manage some questions.
Cool. Shaney here at KOK should become a swimming instructor, but he got too many stuff up his sleeve. I don't even know if he knows how to swim.
That's unfortunately, that is a requirement, knowing how to swim, but Advanced swimming isn't required.
Oh, okay, okay, good. Thanks, Shaddy. Anything else?
And, we're going to have an Easter party, so
ooh.
I'll talk about it next Friday, just putting it in everybody's ears. We're going to have an Easter party Easter Sunday. It's going to be limited hours, and we're going to have some egg hunts and some fun for the kids. So hopefully it'll be another successful event that offers community members something to do.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And we, as always, Joe, we have judo this weekend, Saturday 1 to 3, Sunday 4 to 5.
Okay.
Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
Good morning, Shaddy.
All right, bye.
Okay, good morning, Cesare.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Okay.
You're live and in color.
Yeah, you know, it's, you guys should be back to the same way like you have it before when you're waiting on the line. You hear what you guys talking. I don't know what is why you switch it, because that is much more comfortable and you prepare for your answer.
Well, that's the new technology today. It's
no, that is BAM technology. You can make it more difficult. If it's technology, should be approval, not make it more difficult. And it's more fun when you listen to previous caller when you're talking.
Yep. So what's on your mind? You got 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, right. That 3 minutes, that is BAM too, though. But what I have in mind, I give you my time a little bit. You explain later on your time what happened to you when you've been stopped and about the mud flap. Because I look on purposely mud flap on vehicles. Not one state trooper vehicle on the Chevys and Ford have a mud flap. So you explain a little bit to the callers, what listeners, what happened to you. Because
okay.
I think we have new sheriff in this town, and you have to be explained what's going on.
No kidding.
Okay, yeah, and another thing, I think the voting for change the status, dry or local option, there is 1.5 years. I think it's time, there'll be 2 years on this full time.
Okay.
Okay, so if you put on ballot and you voted on, you put on ballot for 2 years, that means the past 2 years, that you get on approval. They should, because it be 2 years. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Because if there was not last year, they've really been, they've been preparing, remodeling for over a year, all those stores and stuff. That was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Somebody put, you know, I really want to see the city having the money. Not those what they're giving, 12% is fraction, is nothing. I like, that's why that was one reason what I really wanted to support those what they needed with those liquor store, what they is mostly suffer, even villages. I don't mind to send them boxes for Christmas, for the kids, whatever. But I don't care, you know, if they, that's fine for me if they go that way, but be nice to city get on the liquor store and generate $5 million profit or $6 million profit every year. We're talking 10 years, $60 million, that is investment. We will have number first class city. We will have beautiful roads and sidewalk tell me about cameras everywhere, the crime is rapid, and all kind of thing. Even the water and sewer, we go down. We have playgrounds for the kids. That's what I'm talking about. This is what there should be. They have more sleep-off and winter houses, and the people would sleep in homeless. We have some water to take shower once in a while. You know, this what I'm talking, not the... make it happen with the pure individual or me or anybody else. That's why it's really be nice to somebody put to the petition and start it around to close up for a couple years and open up again with the city on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and they make a big difference with this community and my grandkids and your grandkids and everybody would grow up, be not running away because the city be nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cesare.
Yes, thank you. Mike from Bethel Search and Rescue. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, boys.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're on the air, live and in color.
Hello, this is Michael Church and Rescue. I make two comments here. I want to say, everybody, that we had our regional conference last week for search and rescue, and we would like to think the people that it was very, first of all, it was a very successful three-day conference. We've heard a lot of people from the state and federal agencies that do assist with the search and rescue, and we would like to thank them for all for coming. And also, we had representatives from just about 36 villages and communities throughout their region, and we'd like to say thank you all for coming. We had some really good, very good comments at the end of our conference from the attendees and the presenters, that they were very, what I would say, they were very impressed of what this conference was all about, to help the region with search and rescue efforts and resources. Well, that's to say thank you to everybody that who attended that conference. That was very good.
Good.
Well, and also, I'd like to thank the people that made it possible, you know, that we have a lot of support here, made this conference possible. But first of all, I'd like to thank both of the airlines, Raven Air and Grant Air, for helping out, bringing all the people in from the villages, which they did. Very good. Thank you to them. And also the donors that made the conference very possible was Delista, City of Bethel, Pescocum 300 Race Committee, Donlin Gold, Bethel Voluntary EMS Association, VFLB Post 10,041 Men's, and the Bethel Chamber of Commerce, Lions Club of Bethel, VFW Post 10,041 Ladies Auxiliary, Bethel Native Corporation, ONC, Alaska Commercial, the Longhouse, Bentley Bed and Breakfast, and Chopsticks, Philly Pizza, Bubba's Pizza, and Swanson's.
Wow.
Thanks for all these people that made this very successful, and all the people out there really enjoyed and were very beneficial for their search and rescue groups out there. Mm-hmm. Thank you again very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I want to mention is Bethel Search and Rescue put in a capital budget in with the state of Alaska. We want people out there to go out and call Senator, we would like them to call Juno and Representative Neil and Foster for the Neil Foster for support budget request, and it's for an Argo that we have, a brand new Argo with all the things that we need on it, with along with a rescue van in the back of it. And we want to see if anybody can go call Senator Foster at 1-800-478-3789 to give him support for our endeavor for the funding for this capital project. And then you can also email him at representative.neil_foster@alaskaleg.gov in support of what our cause is.
Hey, Mike. Mike, right after talk line here, you can connect with our state legislators, primarily Senator Lyman Hoffman. He's going to be on the radio calling from 11:30 to noon. So you might want to give him a call here.
Yes, I was just going to mention that also. Mm-hmm. Anybody that can stay on the radio and call into Senator Hoffman and say that they are in support of the capital funding for that search and rescue. I like to, again, thank you, everybody, for everybody participation in our conference, and thank you, everybody, for their support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike, for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
John Carter. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning. This is this is John Carter. I'm calling from Eat Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I'd like to talk a bit about what our friend Alex earlier was talking about that of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I do that too, especially when I'm in the city of Bethel which leaves those of us who pay some kind of taxes do have some kind of protection while in Bethel. Mm-hmm. And if I travel back to the village, the protection that I had early is there no more, maybe because of jurisdiction or being out of the city of Bethel. Mm-hmm. And the other one is, as in the area of this talk, I heard one of the callers mention or complaining about what happened to him or others while in Bethel, and he was from the other villages somewhere. There's a saying that goes, while one is, for instance, in Bethel, I will take care of me, and you there, or from the villages, you take care of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John, for calling. Yeah, for me, John. I got a couple of announcements here. Can I read one?
Sure, go for it.
Helen. Helen, good morning, Helen.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about global warming. Are seals, are sea lions, are walruses, are whales, are polar bears, they're being affected from the warmer weather and not enough ice or snow in the upper area where Arctic. And the fish are being affected because they're not coming down this way. It's not cold enough for them anymore. They're staying up there, and they're being affected because when the fish come from Japan, from Asia, down through us to us, it affects our coho, our salmon, our fish that are and our trout that's coming down here. So even if it's plenty here right now, because we still have enough coldness, but they're going to be affected more. And what we need to do is to quit throwing trash in the river, in the sea, on the tundra, and not when there's traffic up here on the Kuskokwim. I'm afraid we're going to lose our king salmon and their chum that goes up there. And traffic really affects animals, and the foxes are rampant in Bethel. You should watch out for them. They might have rabies or something. Make sure your dogs are tied so they wouldn't exchange with these foxes that we see all over Bethel. We need to quit throwing trash, especially plastic bags and stuff in the river and clear our ponds, and we need our beavers.
No beavers. Yeah, we don't need the beavers. They're blocking up the creeks.
No, we need them because they feed our berries. They keep the water there for
our
land.
Yeah, but they keep the little whitefish stuck in their legs. Yeah, good. Hey, in celebration of a Chamay Dance Festival, the KYUK Multimedia Department is going to be posting short clips of archived Yupik dance footage on our website, that's kyk.org, beginning next week, March the 27th. Check it out at www.kyk.org. And as I speak, they're working on a short clip of Marianne Sundown and her sister, and two of their children, I think, are being interviewed. That'll be shown on the clips, too, here on KYK.org.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we're getting better, man, I tell you.
Okay, good morning, Ruth.
Hello?
Good
morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Yeah, Tavkauko, Imlo. They're going to have church services at ONC building this weekend, starting 6:30. Ambrosa Gochuk will be singing. Other people will be singing. We have visitors like Abraham George, Robert, Reverend Robert Monnet from Anchorage. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Saturday, I can do the Friday, 2 o'clock, and then Sunday, 2 o'clock with Potluck, Abraham George's birthday, I go on that day. So, announcement, Peter, I'm making this announcement. I'm going to at tapotak kasi kung si 6:30 mi ONC mi all bowling ali mi donia agayo siya kung kung ako 2 o'clock mi sadro si makain na kami agayo na kami sa 2 o'clock na kami kakailuta at tight na ito si Tifwala Kani. Okay, announcement ako na kaya gusto.
Do you have recording equipment?
Yeah, there's microphone equipment over there.
Yeah, well, we need religious music here at KYK. If you guys record it, you got to call 543-3131 and talk to the person that answers the phone. They're trying to get new religious music for Sundays.
Oh, yeah. I let some singers know that if I record any, I'll let you know.
Yeah, okay.
I have some... in my phone, like Tuluyak Musinging and Frank James music, and I have some in my phone. Maybe I'll stop by sometime.
Yeah, stop by.
And Mary Smith Tamsutali. Okay.
Make sure you call first, otherwise there won't be somebody to help you record them or download them.
But Tamas Kuntigili.
Not me. I'm not
whoever, don't whoever.
Yeah, okay, Brianna.
Okay, okay, Brianna.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Yvonne Waska.
Oh, good. Hi, Yvonne.
Good morning, John, good morning. Joe.
Morning.
Heavy on my mind is Down and Gold is on the permitting process.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest subsistence food source around the Kuskokwim is in jeopardy if it opens up. Due to the fact, if it opens up, they're going to store that mine poison, simply put in a big rubber boot, and they're going to leave it there. 21st century, and they're going to leave it there till it bursts into the Kuskokwim and kills all our fish and wildlife and that subsistence food we highly depend on. Secondly, I don't know what fish and game, state and federal, and all these conservation groups on king salmon. Why are they quiet now? They know that their number one priority was king salmon, and if that mine poison spills on the Kuskokwim, everything's gone. Fish and wildlife. Mm-hmm. Come to think of it, state and federal, their jobs are on the line. There'll be no more fish and wildlife to manage. But, in closing, to Tundy Rogers and that council that served then, and they said no to permitting of storing cyanide here at the Bethel Port. And Guyana, to those people that continue to say no, we could stop this. Guyana.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay, the phone numbers to give us a call here are 543-5985. 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going on the radio. Ball games galore. March Madness.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Oh, yeah, March Madness. Let's see here.
We got a phone call. Alexi, good morning, Alexi.
Hello. Alexi, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Is this Joe?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my. Good morning to you both. Is that Apple John?
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
you?
Yep.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hey, I like the last caller, Vaughn, what he was saying about that goal, my car. That was in my mind so long. And all of a sudden, they quit talking about it. and it's still on process, and nobody wants to say nothing about it. They just seems like it's dead, and it's not that it's still alive. And once that, like Yvonne was saying, it'll kill. Once that cyanide goes into the river, all the toxic that goes into the river, it's going to affect from Crooked Creek on down river. It's going to hit my village. It's going to hit every village that is down river. Yes, it will kill the fishes, and it will kill us too. And that there, I don't know why they quit talking about it. Maybe they're getting close to opening it. Nobody's talking about it, and they're just being quiet about it. And another thing is this alcohol. I'm every week, alcohol, alcohol, alcohol. Every village went dry. They voted for dry. The way I see it, they're all wet. My village is wet. They vote dry. It's not dry, it's wet. And they're letting the alcohol come in to our village. There is no law enforcement being, there's nothing. That's not being enforced.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's up to the councils to straighten their TPOs or their VPOs. And if they voted for dry, all the villages are not dry. They're all wet. They should reopen that and start, you know, reopen and see and then re-vote again because it's wet. It's not dry. They should, every village should vote wet. Maybe then they'll start, maybe they'll stop drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It might be. I'm just guessing. But right now, no, it's wet. Every village is wet. They're not dry. When the village say they say they're wet, they're lying to you. They're not enforcing it. If they were dry, they'd be enforcing it. No one would be. You'd have no alcohol breath on each in that community. Mm-hmm. So that's another part that I've been didn't want to hear, but we're hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the most concerned is mine was Donald Goldcart. The river is my dinner table, and the land is my dinner table, and the air is keeping me alive. Those are the three my most important ones that are keeping me alive, plus my family and my relatives, everybody. Oh, well, I think I said my piece. So.
Oh, okay. Good. Thanks, Alexei.
Yes. Well, have a nice day, both of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a cough of Kreefer.
Atmak.
Atmak.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Kuya Yugluku, I want to thank my cousin Ivan Waska for bringing the Donlin Gold issue up. When me and my family are together, or whenever me and my friends are together, that issue comes up once in a while.
Mm.
And we wonder why, if it is not agreed to by the villages that are affected. And it would be good if someone from Donlin Gold could update us on these.
Mm.
Is the gas pipeline already being built from Anchorage, around Anchorage to Crooked Creek?
No, I don't
and where is
so.
That right now? And why, before all these permits are done, are they going ahead like it's okay?
I don't think the permits are all approved yet.
Yeah, and it seems like they're moving forward, even though there isn't nothing like that. And it would be good if someone from Donlin Gold could call and update that.
Mm. Well, they got Donlin Gold guys everywhere up our sleeves and everything, but they don't want to call in because they don't know what's going on either. You know, they don't.
Yeah,
know.
And the mine is up there. The camp is up there. It's like it's already okayed.
Hmm.
But I know there's some opposition from some villages.
What do you mean?
Maybe the areas immediately affecting it, but I know there are some people, some villages down here. There are some villages in the lower end of the Kuskokwim that do not like this. So why are they going forward like it's already okayed?
Yeah, that's...
And that's what I want to hear from, hopefully, a Donald Gold representative.
Okay.
Okay, go bye.
Thank you. Okay, good morning, Sam. You're on the air. Turn your radio off. Turn your radio off.
I just turned it off.
Thank you.
Turned it off. Good morning, people.
Good morning.
Sam was Bethel Search and Rescue.
Uh-huh.
Even the villagers could call in to support our Argo.
Uh-huh.
And anybody that's listening.
Uh-huh.
I got phone numbers again, following up on Mike.
Okay.
If you guys could write it down and share it throughout the program, Joe.
Okay.
1-800-478-3789.
Okay.
That's Neil Foster.
Neil?
Yep. Okay. And 866-465-4453, Mr. Hoffman.
That was 866 what?
465.
Uh-huh.
4453.
Okay.
And then we're pretty much in dire need of this new Argo, our old Argo. Every time we take it out and something breaks on it, and it's spending a lot of money trying to repair it.
Uh-huh.
We take it out and we pull snow machines out of the water. We pull trucks out of overflows. We do quite a bit with it, but it's done its time, and it's time for a new one.
Uh-huh.
It breaks down every other trip we take out there, so we really appreciate the people's support, and I think the more people that call in, the more we can help the people on the Kuskokwim and everywhere else that we can get to.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
There was something else I wanted to say.
Go ahead.
Like we brought it up before, so far it's been pretty calm, knock on wood, you know, and that people at least wait till they get home to drink.
Uh-huh.
I think I counted 9 deaths so far since the alcohol opened due to alcohol,
uh-huh.
The liquor store. So people be careful and mind what you do when you drink, you know. So other than that, have a good, safe weekend and enjoy your Manukin out there.
Yeah, you know what? Your brother told me, I won't say which one, but one of them told me that they couldn't believe people are bringing alcohol to go when they go ice fishing.
Oh, people are going to do what they want to do. You know, there's not much we can do about that.
Yeah.
It's taken its toll, though, you know, not only in Bethel, mm-hmm. and all over the place. I mean, all over the state of Alaska, alcohol is a major problem.
Yeah. Okay, Sam.
All right, thank you, guys, and... be safe and sound off those numbers, Joe, before you sign off, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Beautiful day out there.
Yep.
Yeah, we've been out Manukin for the last couple of weeks.
And mm-hmm.
Really been enjoying it out there. And I've been on my soapbox for quite some time.
Okay.
So I really appreciate the comments of Yvonne and Lillian and others that called in about their concern about the water quality and our subsistence way of life. But one thing that people have been extremely quiet about, both nationally or state, locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, is the situation that's happening in Fukushima and its potential impact on our subsistence way of life, our connection to the land, its resources, and, you know, we're right in the weather path of, we get a lot of our weather from Japan, and as the situation continues to get worse down there, you know, it'll affect our food sources at some point or another, and we need to start raising our voices about the potential radiation contamination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's not here already, you know, we take a drive down to our Manukin grounds down there around Johnson River, and I see people out there checking their fish net. I see people getting ice for water,
mm-hmm.
For their homes and, you know, to bathe and everything. To drink, and you know, our connection to the land is so important that, you know, if anything, Donlin Creek or Fukushima affects it, you You know, it's a hard lesson we got to learn for us and our future generations. And it's really important that people speak up about these issues because they have long-term potential long-term consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one thing that that I think that needs to happen is that we need to start monitoring our subsistence resources, things that we feed our family, feed our children with, to measure at least measure the level of radiation or other potential contaminants, because we don't know what we're feeding our families. There's so much issues around the world, you know, the pollution in China, potential Donlin Creek, and now we have Fukushima.
Mm-hmm.
So it just needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Tim.
Okay, have a good morning.
You too.
Yeah, well, you know, also we might include our brethren in North Korea. They're planning to send or getting ready, it seems like, to send a rocket this way. They want to try to get to Alaska first. I guess we're part of the United States. We are. But they'll be able to send a rocket here and blow up everything from North Korea. I mean, gee.
That guy, that North Korean president, he's quite a...
I wonder if he's related to Trump.
Okay, Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
We're doing okay. Yourself?
Doing well, thank you. I just want to call and give a couple quick updates.
Please.
We've got some, two different drawings coming up where shareholders and potential shareholders could possibly win some cash. So the first one is for current shareholders. If they complete or update a will by March 31st, there will be 14 prizes of $250 each. And a will is very important because that tells families and legal authorities how the shareholder wants their shares to be inherited. If there is no will, then it's going to be up to state statutes, and shareholders won't be able to decide. And a little less than half of shareholders have wills, so more than half of shareholders do not have a will. So you can get the will from our website. It's in the shareholder information section, along with all of our other forms. You can also call the Bethel office or the Anchorage office and request one. The other drawing I wanted to mention is for enrollment. So for descendants and those that missed enrollment back in 1971, we have our third drawing coming up. So for everyone that gets a complete application submitted by April 3, there will be 25 prizes of $100 each. So for wills, for anyone that updates or submits a new will anytime from January 1st through March 31st, there are 14 prizes of $250 each. And then for enrollment, for all eligible applications submitted by April 3rd, there are 25 prizes of $100 each. So any questions, just give us a call, 1-800-277-5516.
Mm-hmm. When are you coming through Bethlehem, Tom?
We had a shareholder update meeting right at the beginning of the month, March 1st, I think it was. So I'm not sure when the next shareholder update meeting will be, but I know the enrollment people, they're going to have a table at Chamai Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't made it over to the office or haven't done enrollment yet, just bring your documents with you and they can help you get enrolled.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Alrighty.
Casey.
All right, take care.
Thank
you. We got a call, Casey. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
I'm calling again with my fire department hat on.
Cool.
And this last weekend, the Red Cross came out. They shipped out a bunch of smoke detectors, and we went around with the help of the fire department. We canvassed on Saturday afternoon. We canvassed the trailer court. First Avenue area, Schwalbe, all in those areas, knocking on doors and installing these smoke detectors, and we put up, I think, over 90 of them, and we still have 11 left of those. They have a 10-year built-in battery. And so anyway, if there's anybody out there that is in need of some smoke detectors, they could give the fire department a call, and we can even help put them up.
Mm-hmm.
The main number at the fire department is 543-2131. And so anyway, yeah, that was a Red Cross program, a home safety program, so that's some information there.
Mm-hmm. Casey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
On TV last night on Channel 2, I think it was, the fire department was talking about the CPR methods now. They've changed, I think, have they?
On CPR?
Yeah.
Well, I should be able to answer that question, but I'm not going to. I know I've heard things on even on the radio, mm-hmm. of about some changes in basic emergency CPR, but I'm not sure what we are, how we're training right now and asking people to do. But I do know that there are CPR courses available, I think through YK, that they might do twice a month. I think that's the way it used to be anyway, for people that want to get trained in basic CPR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay, we got Herman Morgan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I was calling about a couple of things. I guess right now the Senate legislature, there and the governor, they're still planning on using most of our permanent fund to first aid expenses. And I think the House, they're saying instead of giving us 1,000, they're going to give us 1,900. But still, that's not the way Governor Hammond had it set up. He had it set up for the people, you know, because there's his website, you know, you should go to it and help in his recall effort. It's www.facebook.com/SaveThePFD. Or you can get a hold of Lynette Clark or Brandy Watkins or even me. Can send you some recall form because somebody in Nebuskak or a Catchock, you guys go bingo, man, you can collect a lot of signatures because, you know, what Senator Hart, anybody fighting for what belongs to us, you know, it's kind of wrong when they tell us they have to spend our permanent fund to save it for us. Another way of saying it, they say they're going to save your permanent fund, and here they're spending it like on Medicaid expansion, you know, and here it's bankrupt in a lot of countries, a lot of states that do that, and other things. You know, the Bible, it say, you know, when the poor come to you, you know, did you consider them, you know, they'll ask them that. And it seemed like the governor and the our legislature, they're doing wrong to our people, putting a lot of people below the poverty line, because we should have had a chance to vote on it. But get involved, you guys down there. Send Lyman and them guys a message. You know, the pipeline's going to be filled up then. And it's not right what they're doing to our people. And here they're making a lot of money per diem, other things, you know. You know, on that, Jalista, what they could be doing is finding cheaper ways to lower energy. And about that mine, if they take that ore and process it somewhere else, like they do the Red Dog, they'll have jobs and they'll have their gold, but we can have that tailings fund. There's other ways they could do it. And if they get us some propane, like 500-gallon propane tanks, you know, we'll be able to heat our homes and cook and dry clothes and even run four-wheelers out. There's things that Jalista can be doing for us. And we probably can't say on radio that we're running for Jalista, but I was thinking about running. And you guys got to get involved. Go to that website. And even my number is 676-1181. Call me and I'll send you some forms. We need to stop this governor from doing what they're doing to us, you know. Well, those are my comments. I don't know, keep up that effort to close them liquor stores down. They closed them before. Human life and suffering is not worth all the money that's going to Canada, you know. Keep it up, you guys. And, you know, those are my comments. Thank you guys for listening.
Hey, Herman, don't forget 11:30 right after the call-in show here. Lyman Hoffman will be online to answer questions.
You know what? You know, if you didn't hear from me, he don't listen to me. You can tell somebody who needs to tell him what you guys are doing is wrong. They're doing a flat tax, you know, on everybody. They should do income tax to and give us back our permanent fund and do an income tax to take, let people who come here and use our fire department, our road, let them pay for some of the service they receive. But don't take away our dividend. You know that's wrong. Lying to us, saying he wouldn't touch it and tell us, be happy with what you get because he don't take it all. That's dishonesty, you know. Somebody better call him. Tell Lyman, you know, no borough, no, give us back our permanent fund, you know. He should think that people up here are poor because he live among them. You know, we don't eat good like how they do in Juneau, you know. But people, it's hard not having food or clothes or heating fuel. That would be a way to lower our heating costs by using that money we're supposed to get to pay for heating fuel. Somebody else needs to tell Lyman, you know.
Yeah. Good.
Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing okay. Good. Yourself?
Oh, doing good. Doing good. Couple of things. Let's go with politics first.
Okay.
Herman is right to an extent. You know, there's the permanent fund, the tax, income tax, and the PSD. You know, Rhonda McBride was asking on Facebook to submit a small short video clip of what we think about our government and our tax budget crisis, pretty much. And I sent one out, you know. You know, if taxing purposes and our PFD, there's literally like one village, for example, there's 1,000 people in a residence or in a town, and there's only 50 jobs. And they really rely on the permanent fund every year on top of their, if they ever have tax return. And then for the governor to cut it in half, you know, it's not right. And what is the state going to do if the people can't afford to pay for the taxes? Are they going to throw the 950 people in jail or fine them more so they can lose their homes? You know, this is a direction we're going nowadays with the government officials. We voted them in. We can always vote them out. You know, even impeach the governor. And then next thing was let the politics go for now. The Bethel Search and Rescue, put my different hat on. It was a great success last week. We had a regional conference. I call it the first annual regional conference, because we literally invited the whole 56 villages. On top of that, people came from Emonic, Mountain Village, Sleep Mute, Crooked Creek, Stony River, all the way from Tuxuk, Platinum, you know, and we had a whole bunch of presenters from the state, the Alaska Search and Rescue. It was a great humongous turnout, and I'd like to, if nobody called in yet, I'd like to thank everybody, especially those people, the organizations that donated. Just to name a few, on our local area, the Donlin Gold, Bethel Volunteer, how do you say their name? Bethel Volunteer Firefighters, and the VFW, Cellista Corporation, YKC for providing CPR. About 20, 30 people signed up for CPR. So that was a great, huge turnout, and thank everybody that showed up from each village, all our presenters, and all the Bethel Search and Rescue members for hosting this regional conference. Without anybody's help, you know, this wouldn't have been possible. And also Tiffany for catering our dinner, and the local Subway, AC, Karina's, Sammy's, Swanson's. Those guys also contributed a whole lot of food, donated food, utensils, the whole nine yards. I'd like to thank everybody, all our donors, presenters, and hosts. You know, it was a great turnout. But thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Fritz.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, we got a couple more callers. Alexi from Tulixak. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good morning. Senator Lyman Hoffman maybe is trying to wake us up with his bill. If this ever passes, there's going to be a new regime in this region that's going to rule Alaska Native villages, Native groups, way of life. Therefore, the question is, the federally recognized Native village, Native groups that have a constitution and bylaws, same as, but different from the federal government or the state government. Where are we? How come we don't want to reunite and get the benefits from the resources that are going out from our villages? We're sleeping on our rights. We must wake up, Oyana.
Thanks, Colin. Wasili from Napuskak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, in the past week, Senator has been on radio and talking about selecting villages from the impact region, I mean, for the impact region on the Donald Gold. The impact region has to do with receiving firsthand on revenues from the Donald Gold development. And since he was talking about this, about the impact region, it tells me that they are getting ready. The legislator is getting ready.
Is that Lyman? Lyman?
Yeah, it was Lyman on radio.
Oh.
And since he was talking about it, he told me that they are getting ready since we are in session. And now that the legislature is in session, anyone can call Senator Hoffman or write to him. And not only Senator Hoffman, we have a representative, what's his name?
Zach.
Yes, that's him. And if anyone has his phone number for Senator Hoffman or Representative Chancellor, just give him a call and tell him that, you know, if you are against the Donald Gold, now is the time for the legislature to know of, on this matter. Mm-hmm. And I am glad someone called earlier and mentioned also on Fukushima. The Fukushima is not over yet. There is still a meltdown, and it's out of control right now, according to the update.
Mm-hmm.
And what that meltdown is, it's poisoning, it has poisoned the whole Pacific Ocean. And with radiation, and now this year, I think they said the coastal of Alaska or all of West Coast is now, the fish right now is contaminated with radioactive. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Good morning.
What's the name? Yeah, thanks.
Henry, good morning, Henry.
Yes, good morning. Pastor.
You're in the air.
Yeah, you did not get a
doctor.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to talk to the council and the council.
Good morning. Translate. Henry Tikiun Atmatlok. Fundraiser dance tonight there in the village Atmatlok. Don't bring booze or drugs. It's fun having a dance, but don't bring booze or drugs in Atmatlok. And snow goes are going too fast as usual in the villages.
Uh oh. Bobby Gaya.
Is it Bobby?
Is that Bobby?
Yeah.
By golly, Bobby Gaya.
Hello, John. Hello, Joe. Hey, I had just a couple of things on my mind. Number one was last week I asked about
about Lyman Hoffman's talk to the people, the extension from 30 minutes to at least an hour. Have you done anything about that yet, Joe?
We've mentioned it. It's not up to me, but it's up to the people that run the station, and it's been mentioned, and we've told them about it.
Do you know if they're doing anything about it?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not the one to answer that, other than it was mentioned to them. So.
Yeah, well, if you could find out and let us know on the next talk show, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, you know, that means if they extend Lyman on for 1 hour, that means Talk Line will be on for only 1 hour, too. 1 hour Talk Line, 1 hour Lyman. Okay, what else?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I hear a lot of people. I'm just kind of curious. We hear a lot about Donna and Gold, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yet I read in the newspaper and hear on the radio Donna and Gold donating to the search and rescue. Donner and Gold donating to the dog mushers. Donner and Gold donating to the basketball players. Donner and Gold donating here and there. When they go to the villages, they're donating with gifts and prizes. And yet we talk about them. I'm just feeling we don't say nothing about all the donations. We just hear about the bad stuff. Boys.
Yeah.
Cool. Bye-bye.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Hi.
Before you go, anything on your opinion about the alcohol issue?
You know, I like I stated before, and like somebody mentioned earlier, and I was really pleased to hear that, about transporting liquor and all that, and their dry villages.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you know they have tribal courts and tribal village councils, and you know if they could get together and do their job, you know it only makes them stronger. Mm-hmm. It only makes them more powerful in their villages, in creating ways to assist in the problem, like saving lives, search and rescue, not VPSOs, no, not them, tribal police. Where they could patrol the avenues from their villages into Bethel, that would sure help in the problem of people finding passing away and all that.
Mm.
I really believe that from my heart. If the villages would find ways to find grants that they could use for their own people,
mm-hmm.
and their own people meaning tribal police. We heard a mention about one guy last week said VPSOs, they're not tribal village policemen, they're state trooper people, and they work for the state. They get paid by the state, not the tribes. The tribal police is what we need for search and rescue and assisting in patrolling the avenues into Bethel due to the fact the village councils are not strong enough yet. I know someday they will be. You know, that's all they got to do is get going on their authority in their villages in preventing liquor getting into their villages, and what to do about it if they do get liquor into their villages.
Sure. Yeah.
That's all I have there, boys.
Hey, thank you, Bobby Gaya.
You bet. Bye now.
Boy, it's been quite a bit of interesting topics there, John.
Yeah, time flew. Right after this, Lyman Hoffman's call-in show. If you have any questions for Lyman, call in. Anna Rose MacArthur will be hosting that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's in Juneau, though. Yeah, he'll call in, and you can communicate with him over the telephones.
Look like hopefully we have time for at least one more caller.
Maybe.
I think we do. But
well, if there's nobody there, I can run out and call you, Joe.
Uh-oh. That would be cool.
Yeah, right.
Okay, look like we do have one more caller. Yes?
Oh, yeah, by golly.
Okay, Wilson. Good morning, Wilson.
Beautiful downtown Bethel, calling from beautiful downtown Bethel.
Yeah, this is Wilson calling from beautiful downtown Bethel. Don't steal my phrase there. That's an awesome phrase only for awesome people. Tarzan boy.
Yeah, anyway. Right.
Anyway, I heard there's some noise going to be happening over at Kalskag this weekend. Basketball tournament and followed by a Magic Man dance Friday and Saturday. So if you head up to Kalskag, drive safe. You don't have to speed because I'll be there till, 1 o'clock or so. There's people slipping and sliding on the river, so be careful. Easy to flip over and might get hurt. So drive slowly, carefully. Thank you.
Well, before we close, Wilson. I got a real important message here. Please do not report emergencies through the Facebook Messenger to the Bethel PD. All emergencies need to be reported to 911, and all non-emergency stations situations need to be. Where am I? That's the call the regular number, Bethel PD, but not on Facebook.
Okay. Do we have time for one more caller? Yeah. Okay. This is our last caller. Good morning, Vernon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Vernon Gmail, and I was calling. I enjoy your show, and it was good to hear all the different comments that you've been hearing from here and there. And I heard Utmuk mentioning that somebody from Donlan should give us or give you guys a call, and just thought I would do just that. And we're still doing our village meetings as we've been doing for the past number of years. Each year, within the region, we have about 56 villages, and if we include the villages from TCC, we go to about 60 villages, and it takes about 2 years to go to each of them, so we'll do about 30 of the village meetings in 1 year, and then the next year we'll do about 30 village meetings. So those are still continuing, and we do those updates. We go to each community and update them on where we are in the process, and she had mentioned something about the pipeline and thought that the pipeline was under construction and underway. And nothing is being constructed at this time because we are in the permitting process, as they had mentioned, and we anticipated that the permitting process would take about 5 years. We're in our fifth year, and so nothing can happen until the permitting process is done and all the required permits are in hand, and there's going to be over about 100 permits that are going to be needed before anything could happen. So I just thought I'd call her or call you folks and update you guys on that. And for those of you that are listening out there in the KYUK listening audience, keep what we usually do is we send out flyers through the tribal office or the city office about meetings that are going to be happening in the village, which happen every year. And then we also notify folks on Facebook, and then at times folks who are still using VHF, when we get to the villages, we announce that our meetings are going to be happening. And we encourage folks to come and go to the meetings and ask questions, because that's what we're there for.
Yeah.
And we appreciate all the questions that are happening. And
we got
all the meetings.
We got to run.
Okay. And just letting folks know, we hold the meetings. If we're in a Yupik community, a predominantly Yupik-speaking community, if they request us to do the meeting in Yupik, we do that. And so if you hear of a meeting, folks, come and join us, and we'll update you to the fullest extent.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Yep. We're done, Joe. Joe, we got to get out of here.
We're done. Thank you all, and we appreciate your calls. And be safe, and don't drink and drive.
You've been listening to Talkline. The comments,